Have you ever dreamed of singing for your supper? If so, you might want to take notes from our amazing native bumblebees. Female bumblebees collect pollen from flowers by humming a middle C note with their wings. The vibration shakes pollen from the flower onto the bee. This type of pollination is called sonication, or buzz pollination, and the females of all bumblebee species can do it, including those of the 30-plus species found in BC. Male bumblebees, like the males of all bee species, do not collect pollen. The ability to sing the pollen out makes bumblebees much better at pollinating than the non-native honeybee, which pollinates by clambering over the face of the flower so the pollen sticks to it. This not only captures less pollen than buzz pollination, but it only works well with open-faced flowers. With other flower shapes, such as bells, honeybees are poor pollinators. Here's the kicker. Plants that can be pollinated best by bumblebees include blueberries, cranberries, potatoes, peppers, and pumpkins, many of Delta's most important food crops. Sadly, the status of bumblebees is far from healthy. One quarter of North American bumblebee species, including some here in Delta, face some risk of extinction. You can help bumblebees survive by avoiding pesticides and growing plants that bumblebees like. One powerhouse plant is catmint, Nepeta species. A rough count of bumblebees on catmint plants in Ladner's Butterflyway garden last summer showed more than 300 bumblebees on just a dozen plants. Other excellent bumblebee-friendly plant choices are lupine, foxglove, agastache, aka hyssop, and goldenrod. If you are planting annuals, choose nasturtium over petunias. Bumblebees love them. Editor's note. Nature Notes is a monthly column presented by the Delta Naturalists and their community partners. For info on monthly meetings and more, see www.dncb.wordpress.com and www.facebook.com/deltanits/.